Fishing boats sail past the shore. No singing May Day anymore. The sun is shining, the water's clear. Just you and I walk along the pier.
And then somebody spots a fin. Good evening, listener. You're tuned to the Sharon Hour on Laguna's KX 93.5. I'm Sharon James, and my guest tonight is Georgine Bradley. She has an organization called Sea Save Foundation at seasave.org, and amongst other things she does, including campaigning to save our sea floors, Georgine swims with sharks, and she has a favorite place that she does it that she's going to be telling us about. I interviewed Georgine in her office with waves pounding in the background, so you're going to hear a little of that. But I think it feeds nicely into her whole context. When I first sat down to talk with Georgine, I wondered how she felt about whether we should be worried about these recent and seemingly more frequent not only sightings but attacks by sharks.
I think something that we need to get our heads around is that we can't have it all. I'm seeing this increasingly in issues that are facing us. Down at the pier, for example, we have surfers and then the pier, and people are fishing at the pier. And we want to be able to say, yeah, of course, go surf and then you can fish and you can go swimming. But what happens is, if you think it through, people are fishing on the pier. They catch their catch, they clean their fish. Basically, this is chum. So they're throwing the chum back in the water as they clean their fish, and that's drawing in sharks. And then the surfers are going out, and there's a much greater risk for the surfers to interact with sharks because they're being pulled in. We're finding that people want to go to a place and scuba dive, and then jet ski, and then perhaps they want to arrive by cruise ship. You can't do it all, because you need to make a decision. Do you want the pristine coral reefs that you're going to come and visit? Because that's why I go 36 hours on a boat to Cocos Island when I could be accomplishing things at home in my office. But I do that because it's worth traveling that far and expending that amount of time to go visit this amazing place. It's important to me. It's the same way if I want to surf and I want to be sure that the odds are in my favor, that I'm not having a dinner bell ringing for sharks to come in, well, then we shouldn't have fishing on the adjacent pier. It's very unpopular, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have the fishing, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have the surfing, but I'm saying we need to be aware, yeah, and we need to know that we are doing two things that are actually contraindicated.
This place, this magical scuba diving venue, Cocos Island, Georgine Bradley is talking about. Georgine is my guest on tonight's Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Laguna's KX 93.5. Is also the site of an expedition she organizes to go swim with the sharks through her Sea Save Foundation.
It's 350 miles off the coast of Costa Rica, and it is unlike any other place that I know of in the world. It's the world's largest uninhabited island. The only people who you will find on the island are park guards who rotate in and out, so you're not seeing any communities there. When you go out, typically you have to stay on a boat. It takes about 36 hours to get there.
And is it a rough trip over?
It can be. It's the Pacific Ocean. It's unpredictable. It's one of the only things left where you actually go on an adventure. You get on a boat. Typically, you don't know the other passengers. You don't have cell service. You don't have internet. And you're isolated. But you go out on deck. You can watch for dolphin and whales, and it's really amazing. It's very different. It's not as if you go on a package tour.
So, but it is an organized cruise per se.
Well, we organized this expedition. We try to do this once a year. We do it as a fundraising opportunity and also to check in on the island. I'm very attached to the island. I've worked there since the early 90s when I worked very closely with the president of Costa Rica. We created a postage stamp series which featured the marine life of Costa Rica in general in an effort to get people engaged and excited about the underwater animal life. Many people then weren't divers, they weren't even necessarily swimmers, and the people who did see the fish at the markets or the fishermen didn't see them in their natural ecosystem, and they didn't really witness the beauty of the underwater world. So we started capturing the flora and fauna in situ, if you will, and we did this with photography and video and then brought it back and showed it to students. And through the postage stamps, we did a year of lottery tickets, which are found on every corner, and every week the picture would change. There'd be a short message about why this animal was interesting or how it integrated with the rest of the ecosystem. And at that time, the concept of ecotourism and the value, the actual monetary value of ecotourism, was building. So it dovetailed quite nicely with that.
You're tuned to the Sharon Hour, Sharon James on Laguna's KX93.5. My guest tonight is Georgine Bradley. She swims with the sharks, and she's the founder of seasave.org, which is preoccupied with saving the seafloor and, amongst other things, runs scuba diving trips to her favorite, most unspoiled place, the Costa Rican island that's a 36-hour boat ride offshore called Coco's Island.
Is the 36 hours on the boat sort of the pull, or is it getting to Coco's Island?
Well, part of the whole 14-day adventure is boarding the vessel. It's a research vessel. It has a submarine on it. You have your own cabin, or you share a cabin, and you travel out for 36 hours. But once you're on site, then you dive typically three dives a day. There are heavy currents, but you see myriad large animals. So typically on any dive, you could see a couple hundred white tip reef sharks. You can typically see not just a hammerhead shark, but walls of scalloped hammerheads. And if you duck behind a rock, and I'm closing my eyes now because I'm envisioning it, but you have to actually hold your breath. People are fearful of these hammerheads, and it's funny to know that all I have to do is exhale and the entire school is gone. So I have to crouch behind a rock and hold my breath, and they swim in with their heads swinging in this mind sweep motion. And they're gorgeous. They're 10, 11 feet long, and there can be 20 of them. There can be 100 of them. They come into the cleaning stations. These small fish cluster about, and the sharks come in as if coming into a car wash, and the small fish come in and clean up dead skin, debris, and then the shark will swim off.
What do you mean they clean up dead skin?
Well, they come in and eat it. It's a mutualistic system where the fish benefits because they get a free chow down, and the shark benefits because any necrotic skin, any potential infections are eaten away.
Whose
and
skin
cleaned
are they
up.
Eating?
Well, sharks come in, and maybe they have a wound. They typically get wounded during the mating process and a variety of other ways, and the smaller, cleaner fish will scoot in and clean around the wound.